This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It wouldn't be something that I consume every day because it's way too expensive. But I guess in a later stage in life when I'm earning more, I'd probably consider buying it for like a day-to-day purpose.
Caroline and Uma with you. This is the all-new evening edition, and our first story of the day picks up from something our Prime Minister said over the weekend. An unsuspecting grain was thrust into the spotlight.
I don't eat rice. I eat quinoa. Quinoa is more protein.
Saya pun tak tahu quinoa tu.
Quinoa, it comes from Peru.
Right. It is a statement that appears to have sparked a rather intense debate. Not I guess, over the properties of quinoa per se, but I think over the Prime Minister's first statement of, I don't eat rice. Because, you know, Malaysians, when it comes to nasi, get very offended.
Well, there is a little bit of that. But I think quinoa really has, it's been huge right, over the past couple of years. In fact, you know, consumption has expanded dramatically over 20 years. The UN General Assembly declared 2013 the year of quinoa.
Right. So much so that it's become a very expensive proposition, even in its country of origin, because its price has gone up so much, where it's a staple.
Yeah.
You know, Peruvians and Ecuadorians are having trouble affording quinoa themselves.
Well, that's the thing, right? So I guess a bit of controversy there over the global expansion of the crop and how I guess price fluctuations have created new challenges for Indian farmers rather than not being able to afford it completely, right? But it's also not something that's unique to quinoa. You know, all these growing pains, right, of what happens to producers of specific things when a previously obscure agricultural product gets the whole, you know, superfoods or whole foods treatment.
When the hipsters discover it.
That's right.
That is exactly right. What happens. You know what? Our Prime Minister is the hipster in chief. Right now, I mean, having quinoa, and of course, when we say it started an intense debate, I guess you know the statement became incredibly political, right? Politicians jumped on the bandwagon and portrayed the Prime Minister as being out of touch because you know he's not talking about nasi but quinoa, which is of course what 50 times the price of rice. It's an incredibly expensive proposition,
and I have noticed it has become more expensive, I guess, over the past 3 years or so. But you know, it's not going away. It's very much a key player at the junction of, I guess, significant sustainability issues that we're facing today, right? How to feed the world in a healthy manner.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why we were talking about this. I mean, not so much about the, I guess, the controversy of the Prime Minister's statement, but rather how quinoa became this divisive superfood of the 21st century, right? Now, so we decided that we need to get the lowdown on quinoa, get the 411, right? So we have on the line Gu Chui Hung, a dietitian and author. Chui Hung, thank you very much for being with us on the Evening Edition. Now, in the past few years, quinoa has been hailed as a superfood, but like many trends, it's seen as this atas kind of food, along with the likes of avocado and kale. It's imported, it's expensive. So how healthy exactly is quinoa, and is it worth the price tag?
Okay, quinoa is rich in nutrients. It's got at least five times more fiber compared to your white rice. The other thing which is good about quinoa, it's low in carbs. If you compare with rice, let's just make the comparison with white rice. It has, for the same amount, the same cupful of rice, you find that quinoa actually has less carbs, and it actually has double the amount of protein. And at the same time, it's got lots of trace minerals, so that's why it's been touted as one of these superfoods at the moment. And because it's got low carbohydrate content, it also makes the glycemic index of the food item lower as compared to your refined white rice. So that's why people are saying it's better health-wise.
Right. And so like the Prime Minister mentioned, right, it comes from Peru, but it's actually a grain that's been consumed for thousands of years. So why do you think it's only just sort of gotten this reputation as a superfood?
I guess maybe when they look at the nutrient content, you can see the benefits. So, you know, people talk about it and then more people are beginning to consume it. But at the moment, the demand supersedes the production. So that's the reason why it's so expensive. I think one small packet is about, I don't know, 30 ringgit or something like that. So it can be very expensive compared to your plain white rice. But you don't necessarily have to take quinoa because you have other alternatives like rice, but go for brown rice maybe, you know, whole grain rice rather than white rice. Then at least you're getting another source of carbohydrate, which is healthier, yeah.
Right. So the Prime Minister did say that he was going to look into whether Malaysia could grow quinoa. Do you think we have the right sort of conditions to actually grow the grain ourselves?
If I'm not wrong, I think it requires very specific conditions because even South America, when they're trying to produce in larger proportions, they're struggling to increase the capacity just because they don't really know the best conditions for it. So sometimes, like, you know, after one season, you may not even get one harvest. So you may have to wait for another season before you actually get a reasonable harvest. Or they have problems like their crops being overtaken by weeds or the temperature is not ideal. So at the moment, due to all this production problems, I guess they've not reached a stage where they can actually produce more. So I don't know, maybe more research needs to be done to know exactly what's the ideal condition so that they can start a large scale program to scale up the production for this quinoa, yeah.
Right. But, you know, I mean, rice is so personal.
Yeah,
to Malaysians, it's so deeply ingrained in our local diet. Are there strong arguments for, you know, why we should stop or at least drastically reduce the intake of rice?
Actually, rice has been getting a lot of bad press, but rice itself is not really bad per se. White rice, yes. If you given the choice between white rice and brown rice, go for brown rice because brown rice has got a lot more fiber content. It's more beneficial compared to white rice. Now, the rice itself is not high in fat. It's a carbohydrate source, but it's what you eat with it. If you pour like lots of gravy, curry gravies, fried chicken and all that, that's the one which makes your rice unhealthy. And if you take large portions of rice, because we are a rice-eating nation, so instead of having like just a cup of rice or a bowl of rice, people are taking like two bowls, large bowls of rice. So the carb content is quite large from that point of view. So you can stick to eating rice. There's nothing wrong with eating rice, but maybe start by, you know, adding half white, half brown, so you can increase your fiber content. And then rather than taking like large bowlfuls of rice, it gradually reduce it to a more moderate sized portion so that you can increase more vegetables and healthier dishes to eat with the rice. And that makes it a more balanced meal rather than having to choose only expensive items like quinoa to replace it.
Thank you very much, Chui Hung, for sharing your insights and, you know, giving us so much food for thought.
Oh, dear.
That was dietitian Gu Chui Hung giving us a little background on quinoa or quinoa, however you are pronouncing it. And, you know, I guess it's important information, right? I mean, you know, once the Prime Minister starts talking about it, suddenly everyone gets interested.
Yeah, well, you know,
What happens when Kim Kardashian says something on Twitter?
Yeah, I don't know whether it's exactly the same thing or not, really.
Well, hey. Have you, I bet you on Malaysian Twitter, never has quinoa been trending
this way
before this weekend.
Yeah, fair
right?
enough, fair enough.
I'd also urge you to go check out some interesting pieces, I guess, on the controversy, both in the New York Times and I think in The Guardian as well, where they had some very interesting angles as to why what the Prime Minister said was problematic and political fodder. It was some very good writing. We've got some music coming in.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.